Delivering Michigan's common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me.
Oh, it's a circus game, all right. And the bombshells are still going to be rolling out. You know, I strongly suggest you pay attention to a couple of the reporters out there doing work. Kimberly Strassel from the Wall Street Journal, one of those journalists, actual journalists doing work. In a piece she did here a couple of days ago, said the FBI bombshells are also yet to come. The Bureau has stonewalled congressional subpoenas for documents related to the dossier, but that became harder with the DNC Clinton news. And on Thursday, something else you may have missed, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan announced that the FBI has now pledged to turn over its dossier file this week. Oh, there's a lot coming this week, but isn't it interesting? They're trying to muddle it up with, you know, maybe an indictment of Manafort or Flynn or whoever it may turn out to be today, maybe both. Assuming the FBI is comprehensive in its disclosure, expect to learn that the dossier was indeed a major basis of investigating Donald Trump and his team, despite reading like the National Enquirer, as Congressman Trey Gowdy put it. We may learn the FBI knew the dossier was bought and paid for by candidate Clinton, but used it anyway. So can you imagine the FBI using research from the party in power as the basis to go after the candidate of the party out of power, and even going so far as to put wiretaps into Trump Tower based on a document that nobody believed, that James Comey called salacious and unverified, yet I think we're going to learn that was the basis for their investigations into Donald Trump to begin with. And then there's ugly information that came out, Fusion Democratic Clients Intelligence for Hire. The more former Obama officials seem skeptical of it, the more of this information that came out. In May, former Director of National Intelligence Jim Clapper said his people could never corroborate its sourcing. And Jim Clapper's a guy who's happy to lie at any particular time. In June, Mr. Comey derided it, like I said, as salacious and unverified. Yet none of this jives with the reports that the FBI debated paying Mr. Steele to continue his work. That information yet to come. Whether Mr. Comey was so convinced by the dossier that he pushed it to have it included, which he did in the intelligence community's January report on Russian meddling, which he shared with both outgoing President Barack Obama and President-elect Trump at the time. Imagine if it turns out that the FBI got duped by a politically contracted document that may have been filled with garbage by the Kremlin. Pretty powerful stuff. That's why I say Kimberly Strassel is the one to follow and to read on this. She's on top of this story. So is Circa News. And no matter how much noise they try to make, and they will make plenty, with Bob Mueller's big day today and who's going to get indicted. But don't let that take your eyes off the real action. And the real action is with this FBI informant on Uranium One. The real action now is access to the bank books of Fusion GPS. The Fusion confusion is going to get all sorted out. And now we know that the Obama group also threw $1 billion on the pile. They ponied up. There's plenty to come with regard to the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Every single Democrat disclaiming knowledge of the dossier. We didn't know nothing. I don't know nothing. It's not unusual for law firms to hire opposition research, but it's highly unusual for a law firm to pay bills without a client's approval. And here's what it comes down to. Somewhere, Perkins Coie has documents showing who signed off on those bills for the DNC, for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And remember, some of these folks have already testified under oath. And by the way, signing off on those bills are not protected by attorney-client privilege. And those names will matter. Because someone at the DNC, someone at the Clinton campaign, somebody at the Obama for America, all of these places seem to forget to list Fusion as a vendor in their campaign finance filings. You know, that's willful evasion. It carries criminal penalties. There's a reason that we have this in place. A little fishy when both entities just, do we miss that? Gosh, I'm so sorry. We didn't see that. We overlooked that. Yeah, please. And then, of course, you still have the bombshells of who's unmasking who and why. All this unmasking of people going on, again, all rooted back to a dossier that was a bought and paid for piece of fiction, apparently. And all of this dirt circulating around. But they never thought they were going to lose. They never conceived of the idea that Donald Trump would actually win, I don't think. Or maybe they did. Maybe they realized Hillary was such a bad candidate that they realized something had to be done. If the Steele dossier reports, which appear to date back to June 2016, were making their way into the hands of senior DNC and Clinton political operatives at that time, you can bet they were making their way to the White House as well. Now, this may explain why Obama political appointees began monitoring the Trump campaign and abusing the unmasking privileges. They were looking for a gotcha, something to disqualify a Trump presidency. Of course, they were doing so on the basis of, as we put it from James Comey, salacious and unverified accusations made by anonymous Russians. But don't pay attention to that. This probe of the Democratic Party's Russian dalliance has a long, long way to go. Let us hope that Kim Strassel, you can find her, Kim at Washington, Kim at WSJ, WallStreetJournal.com. I mean, she's on this. So a fake dossier, unmasking of Americans, trying to trash the opponent by using the FBI and any other resource you could find. All the while your national security advisor, James Clapper, and James Comey are all working in concert together to destroy the other candidate. Why were they so worried about Donald Trump winning? And how shocked were they when he did? Hey, it's Monday. Bright and happy, huh? The Steve Gerber Show.